From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Crowds of Vietnamese people lined the airport road today to welcome President Bush to Ho Chi Minh City, the former Saigon. The president traveled there after the conclusion of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi. As often happens at these economic summits, political issues seem to take over the agenda. Joining us to talk about those issues are NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne and NPR's Michael Sullivan. They both join us from Ho Chi Minh City. Let's start with you, Don. The president was in Vietnam for this economic summit, but it seemed that North Korea and its nuclear tests were on his mind. Did he get the kind of regional support he was looking for to put pressure on the North Koreans?
The White House says it got the support from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit that he wanted. Interestingly, though, the statement calling for North Korea to disarm and for there to be a peaceful solution to this nuclear standoff was not a formal written statement. It was strictly delivered orally behind closed doors to the leaders participating in the final session of the APEC meeting.
As you look back over the last 3 days, Don, what are the issues that stand out for you other than the North Korean nuclear issue?
Mostly it was the president who served in the military during the Vietnam era but was in the Texas National Guard. It was the image of him being in Vietnam, his first ever trip to this country, and he seemed very awkward about the lessons of Vietnam and even talking about the history. He took questions about it in his very first hours here after landing in Hanoi. And quickly, the questions were raised about, well, are there lessons in Vietnam that we can apply to the Iraq War? And his line then was that we will succeed in Iraq unless we leave Iraq early, unless we abandon Iraq. And it was hard to say exactly what he was saying. Was he saying that that we should have stayed in Vietnam longer than we did? It's not clear, but there were some very awkward moments there relating to that topic.
Did he ever get an opportunity to clarify what he meant?
There were plenty of opportunities for him to take questions over the subsequent few days, but he never did. He did a series of meetings with other leaders, with the president of Russia and China and Japan. And after each of those sessions, when he might take a shouted question or two from the press corps that's there, they always immediately, you know, cut it off and hustled reporters out.
Let's get Michael Sullivan in on the conversation. How did the Vietnamese people react to having the U.S. president there?
For the Vietnamese government, this was a very big deal, yeah? I mean, it's a small country, it's a developing country, it's a poor country, but it's a really proud country. And they're really proud of the progress they've made over the last 30 years, 31 years since the end of the war. APEC was a big coming out party for these people. And they've been planning this thing literally for years now. And by almost all accounts, they did a good job of it.
What about the people? The citizens of Vietnam.
Look, I think most Vietnamese people are too busy trying to grab the brass ring, trying to get ahead, to really care about APEC, or for that matter, about President Bush's visit. President Bush wasn't very popular here at the beginning of the Iraq War. I mean, that's clear. I remember talking to people back then when the war started, and there weren't tons of people out on the street to welcome him when he came to Hanoi. He did much better today when he came to Ho Chi Minh City.
Who were the people that turned out today in Ho Chi Minh City?
I saw coming in from the airport just a lot of people, a lot of, you know, mothers and fathers and their children just sitting on their motorbikes waiting for him to come by. But when you talk to them, they didn't have any strong opinions about Bush one way or another. They said, you know, we're just curious to see the American president come here.
How open are people there talking about politics and talking about the Vietnam War?
They're not very open because, you know, you have to remember this is a very tightly controlled country politically, and I think they're just naturally, you know, cautious and justifiably so about saying what they really feel. But I think people here will tell you that they liked it a lot more when President Clinton came. We really don't know how President Bush would have been received by the people if he had gotten out of his car and, you know, wandered into the crowds like President Clinton did when he came 6 years ago. He hasn't done that yet. He's got another opportunity tomorrow morning to do that if he wants to. But we don't really know how warmly he would be received spontaneously by people if he decided to do something like that.
Don Gagne, what is on the president's agenda?
The president has a couple of things to do before he heads off to Jakarta, Indonesia. He is only in Ho Chi Minh City for about 12 hours. He's going to the local stock exchange, and he is going to meet with some business entrepreneurs, including some Vietnam veterans who have come back to Vietnam and started businesses. So he'll be doing those things again before heading off to the next stop.
NPR's Don Gagne and Michael Sullivan, both in Ho Chi Minh City. Thank you both.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Debbie.